This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Janet Saidi. An independent panel says the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers did all it could to manage this year's record Missouri River flooding. The panel did recommend some changes. Those include updating the Corps' water management manuals and procedures and improving forecasting of snowmelt in plains states. Panel member Neil Gregg of Colorado State University says the Corps has to balance flood control against the other congressionally authorized purposes for the Missouri River.
Seven of those purposes require the reservoirs to store water for recreation or to release for navigation and other purposes. And flood control is the other purpose, and it has sort of an opposite requirement that we want to leave the reservoirs partially empty to capture the flood runoff.
The panel has recommended a review of available flood storage to be completed by next spring. The committee tasked with putting together a new plan for the boundaries of the Columbia Public School District has decided on its recommendation to the school board. KBIA's Ryan Vermeulener has details.
Year of work drawing maps and gathering feedback from the community, the Secondary Enrollment Planning Committee has decided to recommend Plan B to the Columbia School Board. Committee co-chair Darren Priest calls it a middle ground option.
We heard at public forums, a lot of people either loved or hated both the A and the C models, but most people were kind of warm to the model B. So that sort of told us that we had something to work with there.
Jan Meese was one of the two school board members on the 22-member committee. She explains the parameters used to draw up the map.
Plan B allows students, once they enter a new intermediate school, to stay with that same cohort of students through their high school years.
Meese says the committee did make some slight changes to the boundaries based on the feedback from a series of public forums in November and through the district's website. She says those will be incorporated when the committee presents the recommendation to the school board in January. She expects the board to pass the boundaries when it votes, likely at its February meeting. The new boundaries are needed to make way for Battle High School, the new school opening in Columbia in 2013. Ryan Vermeulener, KBIA News.
Evicted Mobile Park residents in Columbia may no longer be eligible for help with their rent from the city. A proposal introduced in Monday's City Council hearing is seeking to repeal a previous city provision that offers 3 months of rent to evicted residents. KBIA's Raymond Tangekar has more.
The proposal was introduced by 3rd Ward Councilman Gary Kespel, who says the rent provision is unfair to mobile park owners and violates Missouri's constitution. He cautions that the provision could ultimately hurt mobile park residents as owners try to avoid paying the 3 months of rent.
These mobile home parks, most, if not all, are on month-to-month leases with the tenants. Now, according to state law, you have to give 60 days notice of non-renewal. So I would non-renew everyone's lease. That means that everyone has to be out in 60 days, and as soon as they're all out, then I close the park.
6th Ward Council member Barbara Hoppe introduced the original rent abatement measure. She thinks the pressure to maintain a good reputation could prevent park owners from seeking that non-renewal loophole.
Well, the more reputable mobile home parks are fuller, they have more stable tenants that reciprocate and take good care of their property, pay on time. You know, so you can definitely benefit.
Hoppe says she plans to investigate the constitutionality of the rent measure before the repeal goes up for a vote next month. Raymond Tungekar, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Janet Saidi.